Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week, new music from Big Bad, Saviors, Mammothus, Mother Mooch, and Wizards of Firetop Mountain. And the beer I'm drinking this week is Brewdog's Candy Kaiser, and also Wicklow Wolf, a beer called Rwanda. Kicking us off, some Black Brett.
We'll be right back.
That was Pipe by Fuzz. That's off their second album, simply titled 2. And then before that was Black Rainbows, Waiting for the Sun. And before that was Black Breath, Burning Hate, kicking off the show. So, this Friday, which is 27th, if you're listening on Grip of Delusion, it'll have been yesterday. The Wizards of Firetop Mountain are launching their 12-inch in the Bellow Bar, formerly known as the Lower Deck. Head down. It should be a belter of a night. And I think it's £8 in and £12 or £13, and you get the record. Can't ask for fairer than that. So here's a song off it. This is Ain't Gonna Lose.
Take your mind.
Devil's Crown by Saviors, and that's off their new album, which is Palace of Vision. It's not released yet, but you can stream it on Metal Sucks at the moment. It's it's well worth a listen. Before that was Wizards of Firetop Mountain, Ain't Gonna Lose. As I say, they're playing the 27th, the launch gig for that, their new album. So moving on to the first beer. I was in the off license earlier, trying to pick out a couple of possible nice beers, and spotted this one. It's the Candy Kaiser by Brewdog, and the write ups they give on the size of the bottles are usually quite entertaining. It's a joined aboard burgeoning ranks and swear allegiance to the Candy Kaiser. Forward to the skirmish, brace yourself for a toffee bombardment followed by fruit and fudge frontal assault, then dig into the bitter finish. Danke. So could it live up to that? It was very difficult for it to live up to that, but it's not a bad beer. It's got that caramel going on. It's a, how did I describe it? A Nordish retro alt beer. Make it out what you will. Let me have a sip. Yeah, definitely has that sort of malty caramel flavour going on. It's damn tasty. It's 5.2%, but it kind of doesn't taste that. It tastes a bit weaker. It's kind of bready. I don't really get the candy and all those other flavours that they're saying, but I'd rate it as worth the go. If I go back for a second, that's debatable, depends on what else was on offer, but it's not bad. That's it. Brewdog Candy Kaiser, 5.2% as well, so not too bad. Right, moving on. What am I going to play next? What else have I got new? I'm going to play something off the new Adrenochrome. Time for a bit of trash.
You're
Trouble from Big Bad, that's off their Untitled album. And then before that was Lockstep by Adrenochrome, which is Tales from Adrenochrome. So yeah, they're two new albums. So what am I gonna play next? Yeah, another new one, Mammothus, I think I'll have to play next, because I've been waiting to listen to this phrase. I only picked it up earlier, so I haven't heard a fucking song off it. So, total shot in the dark, but based on previous Mammothus albums, it's going to be fucking brilliant. I've just built it up now, it's going to be shit, isn't it? The songs are nice long ones, so I'm going to play one of those, and I'll come back with the next beer review after that. So let's start with the first one, which is Sparkling Waters Part 1. It's a 22-minute epic, so we'll see how we get on. That's a new one from Mammatus off their album Sparkling Waters, and that was Sparkling Waters Part 1. That was delightful. Really nice build up and then a good wig out at the end. I'm fucking really looking forward to listening to the next three tracks on the album, which I'll probably do once I finish recording this. So moving on to next beer, which is Wicklow Wolf's Coffee Brown Ale, a beer called Rwanda. So they teamed up with Java Republic, which they say are the oldest coffee roasters in Ireland. I didn't know that. And they have lightly roasted Rwandan coffee bean that they made this brown ale with. It's definitely got coffee in it. As soon as you open the bottle, the coffee hits you in the face. It's lovely. It's the flavour then, kind of got, it's got coffee, it's got, you can taste the maltiness, the caramel from it, and kind of a real roasty flavour from it. It's an unusual one. It's damn tasty, and it tastes like there's a good chunk of coffee in it, and it knocks in at 5.1%. I definitely recommend it. You could probably replace your coffee in the morning with this nice brown coffee ale to get you going. Definitely give it a go. Let me just have another. Yeah, there's something about it though that I'd have one. I may even have two, but I'd leave it at that. It is what it is. It doesn't have that Moorish quality that I like in a beer to make you want to drink loads of it. Give it a go. Of the two beers I drank tonight, it's definitely my favourite. The kind of that between that and the Candy Kaiser. I took a departure tonight, left out the hoppy beers and went for something a bit different. And I've really enjoyed it. So, moving on. We're nearly at the end of the show. And while I was listening to Mammatus there, Suicidal Tendencies posted asking if Dublin would be up for a gig on February 14th. So, that would be something special. It's years since I've seen them. I can't remember. It was the Music Centre. Last time they played here, it was Rocky and Mike and then a few teenagers, and they were fucking deadly. So I'd love to see them again. And I'm going to finish the show with some Suicidal. So if you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at HMD on the radio or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, enjoy this is off 1992's The Art of Rebellion. It's I Wasn't Meant to Feel This Way, Asleep at the Wheel. See you next week.
Understandings that I've come to realize. Yeah. I wasn't meant to feel this way. Yeah.